The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are once again back with this beautiful program, The Power of the Pen of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program of Madani channel, we speak about the marvelous works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And undoubtedly, so far the topics we have covered, and in general the topics which Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has covered, are very much evident, and they are basically self-introductory. They give their explanation on their own. And undoubtedly, they are so mesmerizing, so amazing, so unique, that a person starts wondering and thinking that how immensely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this great Islamic scholar whom the world knows as Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, few chapters have been covered, few matters have been covered, or basically few fatwas of Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali have been covered. And if you may be following this program from the beginning or from past few episodes, so you may have seen that how Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali starts his answer where there is a question which requires a brief answer, so it is dealt accordingly, and a question which may be seen in a way which requires a more evident explanation, so Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali further explains it and proves it and backs it up with numerous proofs in light of the Holy Quran, in light of the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this pattern of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is seen in his works such as Fatawa Razaviya Sharif. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, like speak of the topic of kissing the thumbs when the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam may come, or speaking on the fact that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most superior prophet, or speaking on the topics of the ilm ghaib of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or speaking on the topics of ikhtiyarat, the authorities of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So likewise, many other matters of shafa'at, matters of intercession, many matters and many faculties or fields, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi targets and approaches that with a very unique, with a very educational sort of approach. But where is all this masterpiece found? Most of it, mashallah Azza wa Jal, is seen in the beautiful masterpiece of Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, his masterpiece known as Fatawa Razaviya. And undoubtedly Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is a very great leader. He's a guide, he's a mentor, and he is an example to many of those times, an example to numerous people in this time, and shall remain as an example for many generations to come. He was a shining star in the sky of jurists and scholars, and he is an authority in the field of masail. He is a great jurist, he is a reviver, he is a scholar of tafsir and hadith, and all this is evident from his masterpiece whose name he had suggested, Al-Ataya Nabawiya Fil Fatawa Radawiya. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, in this book of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when we say book, so what do we mean by book. This is a book present in front of me. And yes, this is the Fatawa Razaviya Sharif. But this is not it. This is not it. Fatawa Razaviya is a book which consists of 30 volumes. Yes, it is a book which consists of 30 volumes. Now, those 30 volumes as well. The first volume has two parts, A and B. It has two parts. So, if you include that as an individual volume, so it makes it 31 volumes. And then, to cover the contents and the index of the entire book, there is a volume on its own, which mentions the context and everything. This was originally a 12-volume book. But obviously, many ibarat, many things, many places needed translation. Some places needed explanation. So an entire research took place on the project of Fatawa Razaviya. And this is what we are talking about, the final outcome, which was spread over 30 volumes, making it two volumes for the part one, meaning 31 volumes, and then another volume to cover the index that makes it 32 volumes. And then another separate volume, which is known as the Ishariya. It actually means like a dictionary. It's a whole list of words and whole list of sentences in which you want to look for something in the entire Fatawa Razaviya. So where to search? Sometimes just to go through the index, sometimes just to go through the contents table. It's not that easy. But with the help of that dictionary, basically, it tells you that a certain word or a certain matter, if it's used in this book, it's used in so-and-so chapter, so-and-so place, so-and-so page number, so that Ishariya. Now, if we count that Ishariya as well, so 33 volumes. Yes, this book is just one volume out of those 33 volumes. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So about Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, a great scholar mentions in a very beautiful couplet, Minare kasre raza to buland kafi hai, tum uske zine pe chad ke dikha do. Fatawa Razaviya to ek karamat hai. Fatawa Razaviya to ek karamat hai. Zara hadai ke bakhshish hi pad ke dikha do. Then the amount of the knowledge and caliber is too high of Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat. Meaning, if you consider Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat's talent and caliber in form of a castle, so you can't even get to the first stage of it very easily. Meaning, just try to get into the step of it. Just climb one stair of it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Fatawa Razaviya is actually a miracle. Undoubtedly, it is a karamat. Fatawa Razaviya is undoubtedly a karamat. Just try and read Hadai ke Bakhshish, your eyes will open up. This is more or less the summary of this share, that Hadai ke Bakhshish, the poetic talent of Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is so amazing that to read that Hadai ke Bakhshish without any difficulty in terms of understanding and without the need of dictionaries, without the need of assistance, it's very hard, quite hard. The way Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has used the fun, the talent and the field of poetry and shairi under the laws and the scales of poetry. It's just amazing. Then imagine about his works in terms of masail, in terms of aqidah, in terms of research, in light of the Holy Quran and the Hadith. So undoubtedly, Fatawa Razaviya is a karamat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This great book, Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, which we heard, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that it spread over 30 volumes. 30 volumes, if we consider the two splits of the first volume, then it is 31 volumes. Then if we add the contents table, it is 32 volumes. Then if we add the Ishariya detail I mentioned, so it becomes 33 volumes. So this is spread on over 22,000 pages. Yes, more than 22,000 pages. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And these 22,000 pages cover approximately 6,847 answers. Subhanallah. And many of these answers were in forms of risala, in form of booklets. No, we translate risala as booklet. But booklet, usually what we think of is a 20 pages or 30 pages or a 40 pages booklet or something. But no, these are Rasail of Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif, the Rasail of Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat. Very few are such which are in just few numbers. But most of them are spread on over hundreds of pages. Subhanallah. So undoubtedly, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat was a mountain of ilm-e-deen. He was a giant in terms of the fields of Islamic sciences and many other sciences as well. So wherever he felt the need that certain questions, they need further explanation, so he wrote an entire article, an entire booklet, or you can say a book in our understanding, on that certain matter. And if we count the total amount of how many booklets, how many rasail this Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif has, it has more than 206 risala, subhanallah, azza wa jal, in total. Now, so many questions, so many answers. So who are the questioners? So a whole research took place on the matter that to see who are the questioners actually. So about a number of 550 people around there were seen that who are these people and who are the questioners. So 550 such people were found who were actually experts in different fields and sciences, in which they were ulama-e-kiram, in which they were great, great names of Islamic scholars, meaning a person who has a need of seeking guidance in terms of Sharia, in terms of Islamic sciences, he would revert and he would refer towards a mufti of Islam, towards an Islamic scholar. But scholars, when they needed guidance, they would receive guidance from my Imam, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would give them answers according to their question in a very beautiful manner. In fact, if the question was in Arabic, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat was a master at Arabic, he would reply in Arabic. If a question was in Farsi, in the Persian language, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat was an expert at that language too, he would reply in Farsi. If the question was in Urdu, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat is a master. In fact, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat is an authority in terms of Urdu. So he would reply that in Urdu as well. Not only that, there's another language as well, which is known as the language of Shairi, which is known as the language of poetry. In Fatawa Razaviyya, in the volume 8, there was one question asked by a questioner who was a poet. He asked a question pertaining Salah. And that question, he put it into a couplet form. There were four couplets. He mentioned the couplets, and that was actually the question. Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, first of all, to answer a shari'i question, a shari'i matter, there's so many requisitions and prerequisitions which have to be looked into. There's so many matters which have to be dealt with utmost precaution, because now here the matter is of halal or haram. The matter is of about ibadat. The matter is about worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has to be revolving around the teachings of the Holy Quran, the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. So obviously a person has to be very careful in that. But now to put that entire answer and to put that carefulness and that precaution type mindset, which is in answering, to put that all in a poetic form is actually another mission. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, keeping in mind the shari'i requisitions. Yes, when answering, shari'i requisitions need to be kept in mind. Keeping that in mind, adhering to that, and along with that, keeping in mind the rules of poetry, making sure that the radifs and the kafiyas, all those technical points of shayari, all the scales are matching, everything is done. So putting all that together, Allahu Akbar, Ala Hazrat replied to this person on his scale, meaning on the scale on which that person had written his questions in form of poetry, comprising on four ash'ar, four couplets, using the questioner scale of poetry, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, answered in poetry on 10 ash'ar, on 10 couplets. Allahu Akbar, answer is also given according to the questioner, according to the question, keeping Sharia in mind, keeping Quran Hadith in mind, and keeping the usul of sha'iri, usul and laws of poetry in mind as well. This was the power of the pen of Imam Muhammad Ridha Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Imam Muhammad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was undoubtedly a great mufti and a great researcher. Such a wonderful methodology he has. In many places when we, especially the students of deen, when they're learning fiqh, so they may feel at many places, apparently it seems, like a certain jurist has said something and another jurist has said something, and there is apparently a clash between the statements. But that's actually because perhaps the understanding of the reader or the understanding of the laws which have to be kept in mind first are perhaps not that level which are required to understand the depth of all these things. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali addresses such issues as well in this and throughout the book of Fatawa Radhabiya. At many places he mentions, okay, there is one call, there is one statement, there is another statement, there is another statement. Apparently it's a clash. But then he reconciles them and says that at the end of the day there is no clash. Because if you look into this in this manner, if you look into this in this manner, and if you look into this in this manner, it tells you the very same thing. So he puts about and basically reconciles the statements which are apparently contradicting with one another. And he shows it in such a beautiful manner that the reader, if it's read properly, a person will say that undoubtedly, subhanAllah, this is the real understanding. This is the true understanding. And there are so many masail. There are so many rules and regulations and matters of halal and haram which may not have been found before the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May have been new in the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So when there are new circumstances, when there are new things, when there is something which is basically which was not there in the past times, so obviously to mention a rule about such matters, to say whether it is permissible or impermissible, permissible in which cases, impermissible in which cases, so it requires a set of laws. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a mujaddid. He was a reviver. He revived the deen. And along with that, he was a mujtahid fil masail, which is the third level of ijtihad. And he, in light of Quran and Sunnah, gave such rules and laws. Yes, he invented rules and laws. Obviously, otherwise, how else could the modern masail be tackled? So he invented new rules, laws, in light of Quran and Sunnah, which have become the syllabus of the muftis which are studying today and shall be studying. Meaning in the big Darul Iftas around the world, the works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi are referred to as references in terms of taking out the mas'ala and in terms of understanding the law in light of which how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi derived a certain mas'ala. So this book is undoubtedly a ni'mat. In fact, there are so many syllabuses in it for the people to understand. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, according to the old research, was an expert at above 50 sciences, 50 different sciences. Then a statement came, more than 70 sciences. And the recent is more than 120 sciences. Well, it may also be a confusion how. So people are still discovering. And as time passes, so the educational fields, the different sciences, also get divided into subdivisions. Like just for an example, like the matter of science. Science is a very huge word, a very huge term. But then if you come into its subdivisions, then you have separate science for biology, separate for physics, separate for chemistry, etc., etc. Likewise for mathematics. Mathematics is a very huge umbrella. Then it has geometry, it has algebra and all these things. Underneath it, accountancy and economics and business studies, many such things. So all this, at the end of the day, turn out to be different sciences. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was not only an alim, was not only a person who was a scholar of more than 120 sciences, but he was an expert. We are talking about being an expert. He was an expert on over 120 different branches of sciences of knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this is my Raza, this is my Imam Ahmad Rida, this is my Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So he is undoubtedly an example. Once what happened was that a person wrote a question to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. This was about talaq. He mentioned few things, but obviously the matters of talaq, the matters of divorce are such that it needs different understanding and it needs to be clarified in terms of different perspectives. So the certain perspective that questioner may have been was not clearly mentioned. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali mentioned 58 different perspectives. If your situation has this perspective, then the rule will be this. If your situation has this perspective, then your rule will be this. So likewise, 58 different perspectives were covered by Imam Ahl-Sunnah. Now the questioner, after getting the answer, you shouldn't get scared or confused that, okay, what's this happening? Then Allah has concluded it with four beautiful laws. He gave four beautiful rules that, alright, in your situation, these are the rules. If the matter is in accordance with these rules, then this is the hukum. And if it is not in accordance with these four rules, then the hukum is otherwise. So in every faculty, depending on how the questioner asked, depending on what language the questioner asked, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh gave answers in a way which was not only sufficient for that certain particular questioner, but it is also catering for so many years. Already 103 years have passed, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, and for many centuries, inshallah Azza wa Jal, people will keep benefiting. So inshallah, we will just get into the Fatawa Razaviyah at a glance. That Fatawa Razaviyah is undoubtedly an ocean. Now to dive into the ocean, to visit all the corners of the ocean, to see into the depths of the ocean is time consuming. It needs expertism. It needs professionalism. It needs someone of that caliber. And we are those people who are actually the beggars at the court of Imam Ahl-Sunnah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So first of all, it is not even possible to cover each and every chapter at very, you know, while making complete justice to the works of Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Then of course, the silsila time, the program duration, and all many things need to be in consideration. But looking at the works of Fatawa Razaviyah at a glance, as mentioned, that there are 30 volumes of Fatawa Razaviyah. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, in the first volume of Fatawa Razaviyah Sharif, mentions about Tahara. And this continues from the first to fourth volume, Tahara. Then from the fifth to eighth volume, it's about Salah. Then in the ninth volume, is about Janais, the Tajheez, and about burial, shrouding and everything. And in the tenth volume, it's about Zakat, Hajj, Sawm, fasting, going for Hajj and paying zakat. Then you talk about the 11th volume, that's about nikah. 12th volume, that's about talaq. 13th volume, that's about qasams, taking oaths, and about punishments, the Islamic punishment, which an Islamic jurist, which an Islamic qazi is supposed to implement. Then the 14th, 15th, and the 16th volume, they cover many parts and many matters about aqidah, about beliefs, the Islamic beliefs. And then we talk about the 16th volume. It covers many masail of waqf, many masail of partnership. And then 17th volume covers the masail of trading, bay'ah. The 18th volume covers the masail and the matters regarding shahada, witnessing, and judgment about qadi. And then the 19th volume speaks about wakalat, ikrar, salah, hiba, and many other things like that. And then the 20th volume about shufa'a, hunting and sacrificing. And then 21st volume about qurbani, the matters of qurbani and aqiqah. Then till the 24th volume about halal and haram, matters which are halal, matters which are haram. And the 25th volume, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, covers the chapters about different types of beverages, different types of liquors and the hukum upon that. And then lehan, and about some portions of inheritance. And then in the 26th volume, he mentions about inheritance, about virasat. And the 27th volume deals about many modern sciences, many things related to science. And then also speaks about munazara. And in this very same volume, the 27th volume of Fatawa Razaviyah, Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, mentions many different deviant, misguided, corrupt sects which are found, and speaks about them and mentions and clearly shows that how they are misguided, how they are corrupt, how they are wrong, and how they are basically thieves of iman of the people. So basically, it's their rad, basically showing them a mirror that this is what you are in light of Quran and Sunnah. And then 28th, 29th, and 30th volumes, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali mentions about fada'il and about manaqib, the virtues of different actions and the excellences of different personalities of Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So in a nutshell, this is what Fatawa Razaviya Sharif comprises on. And on every topic, on every chapter, on every risala, whatever you may pick, it's not just a matter of just telling you, yes, do this, no, don't do that. Allahu Akbar, wherever there was need, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi presented details. He put a flood of evidences. Like if we see the matter of ilm-e ghaib, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned 120 proofs. If you speak about the authorities of Mustafa Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi proved it with 60 verses and 300 plus ahadith. When you talk about the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam being the most superior, 100 plus ahadith were brought. If you talk about shafaat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, 40 plus ahadith were brought. If you talk about khatam-e nubuwwat, more than 120 ahadith were brought. This is just in one risala. Well, there are several risalas which cover the topic of khatam-e nubuwwat, which is the seal of prophethood, that our Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the seal of prophethood, is the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there can be no nabi, no prophet after him. Allahu Akbar. This topic was covered also so beautifully by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, speaking about Sajda Ta'zimi. Allahu Akbar. More than 40 ahadith were brought to prove what is the ruling about Sajda Ta'zimi. Is it permissible or not permissible? That of course, Sajda Ibadat, Sajda for worship, for anybody apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kufr. And Sajda Ta'zimi, Sajda for respect, for anybody apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for anybody, Sajda Ta'zimi is also not allowed. It's haram. And Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi proves the mas'ala with more than 40 ahadith. And then speaking about, do the dead hear us? The people who have died, can they hear us? So about the whole scenario, Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has explained the entire scenario with over 77 ahadith and more than 400 statements and aqwal of great, great scholars. Then speaking about many other matters regarding aqidah, regarding salah, regarding tahara, regarding halal and haram matters, Allahu Akbar, an ocean of knowledge has been prepared for us in form of this great masterpiece, Fatawa Razaviya Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of this great Imam, Imam al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May we keep attaining his blessings. May we keep being, and may we be steadfast always, our entire life, to be the slaves and beggars of the doorstep of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen.